This is Rod Peterson on Demand.
Now, it's kind of a funny story. I was on the stationary bike this morning watching the World Junior coverage. I'm like, we should have Rich Sutter as our World Juniors insider. Boom, send. I sent it to Rich.
How about that?
Not Clark. So Rich wrote me back, I'm in! When Christmas rolls around, everybody's going to be locked down. We're all going to be watching the World Juniors, and we'll all convene here every morning to talk about the game the night before and tee up the next night's game.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
It is. Welcome, Canada. I got to stop saying that. with a third of our viewers being American, I got to stop saying good morning, Canada.
I know, right?
Unless I say, and Canadian sports fans around the world.
Which I mostly do,
yeah. Happy Wednesday, happy hump day. As long as people are having coffee, we'll be around. And today's going to be a fun show today. Let's be honest, for those of us that live here in the sweatpants capital and all through the rectangle of where we live, we're waiting for that provincial government update at 3 p.m. Don't you get that sense?
It was supposed
Alberta got theirs yesterday.
Yeah, we were supposed to get ours too.
And they postponed it. I'm sitting there going, was our premier looking at their premier going, you go first.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of what it feels like.
And taking notes.
Yeah. So, you know, we're all in it together in terms of how we live our lives. But what we do here on a daily basis is talk sports and have fun and put a smile on your face for a couple of hours. And in hour two, it goes to National Television Game Plus TV. Just to outline what we're doing on the program today, Tanner Brightman's going to be joining us here right in the bunker. He of Hoop Factory, he of Golden Ticket Sports. He's going to be right in the bunker. And Basketball Saskatchewan has already retweeted that post saying he's one of their favorite people.
That's cool.
I've never met the gentleman. Today's a first. So there's a lot of business interest to get into in basketball for him. We're going to talk some NBA. Basketball in Canada, which is very fastly growing. And then Ryan Dice will be joining us from the Saskatchewan Curling Tour, along with the infamous Paul. Did you get a sense that Paul from around here was a little nervous that he was going to be on the air today?
Oh, yeah. It's a big deal.
Okay, that's what I thought.
He's very confident in his lane behind the scenes.
Yeah.
No, it'll be good. He's excited.
And we've got some curling news that's actually exciting for you. I'm saying it's more exciting than your average news. Faye Lather checks in from Truro, Nova Scotia. She says, Troy and Faye want you to know you're an awesome guy in an awesome show. Thank you, Faye. The Lathers are very awesome. And as soon as we can get into the Atlantic bubble, we're going out there, and I want to go to Truro and say hey to them.
Absolutely. That, and by the way, that is never a bad thing to hear.
What? You're awesome?
Yeah.
No, say just it as much as you can.
Randomly, you know, and it's... Absolutely.
Mine is, I'm proud of you.
Ooh.
That's why I say it quite often to people. If I'm proud of them, I don't...
That can melt
I don't
the
say
coldest.
It to everybody, but...
Yeah, that can melt the coldest of people.
Actually, speaking of melting, listen, we'll get to the quick six show topics in a minute, but I just want to say this. Rome wasn't built in a day, right? This is episode number 367 of the show. We've been at this a while. I'm very proud of us that we've melted that wall, which is the Manitoba-Saskatchewan provincial border, melted down to the point that a Bomber fan told me he loved me the other day. I'm not joking. I could screenshot it and show you if you need it. Just take my word for it. We're very big in Manitoba because our numbers show it. And so we did it.
Wow.
Because it wasn't that long ago they wanted to claw my eyes out. So, you know, you can do it. Now, Calgary, as I was discussing last night on my boy Jonathan Hodgson's podcast at Amateur Sports TV, probably not going to happen. And here's why. You need two sides to come together.
That's right.
We're not sure, either one of us, that we want to come together and melt that. So Calgary, and then Edmonton's just neutral. They're like swinging the white flag. We're like, we're in the middle, whatever. They're Switzerland.
Yeah.
Is what Edmonton is. They like us. They don't hate us. They're there. We see that they're watching. But they just don't engage.
Yeah.
But I'll take Winnipeg. I'll take the 800,000 people in that market. And they love the hockey talk. And
oh, yeah.
And we're slowly, you know, more and more talk of Winnipeg. So anyways, quick six show topics. Let's go. Don McNeil in Central Ontario is watching. He says, stop talking to Bomber fans. They'll give you warts. See, that kind of stuff is funny. Like, that's rivalry stuff. But apparently you're not allowed to say things like that anymore.
Apparently. I
used to relish in that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the more the better.
Yeah.
I say do it.
Okay.
Absolutely. Just to go, not to dwell back on Sunday, but even thinking of the Titans on the Ravens logo.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that. I'm like, even at 7-3, they're not really talking about the team all that much, the Titans. They're not a sexy, big market, you know, team. But they were talking about them on Sunday, leading all the highlights because of what happened before the game and Vrabel and Harbaugh. And, right? You build a rivalry. People will talk about you. You create pubs.
Well, that's what I don't understand. Kent Ridley is watching in Nashville from Ridley Scouting. He says, if you tell Edmonton that Calgary hates you, then you'll probably make big gains in E-Town. Oh, I think they know. I think they know. But you talk about rivalry and funny little barbs like Don McNeil just said from Central Ontario about Bomber fans. That stuff between Edmonton and Calgary, that's not for a faint of heart. Like, that's fights in the parking lot. That is slashed tires. That is a serious hate, which, frankly, I'm here for it. I love that stuff. That's the stuff that gets your heart pumping when you jump out of bed in the morning on game day. But I just feel like for us here now, we can't really be in any fights with anybody. You know?
I know.
If it comes up, it comes up.
Yeah.
I guess we're still in a fight with Calgary. But that's just more fun than anything. But anyways, I'll move on to the Quick Six show. Hit it again, Jordan. Let's just see if you're paying attention. Quick Six show. There he is. Number one, Freddie Sasakamu's passing yesterday at the age of 86. I got to say this. Freddie's leaving with no regrets. And I've worked hockey in this province for a generation. You think I haven't been around Freddie Sasakamu? Been around him a ton. He's just a good guy. And he's a funny guy. And I watched TSN SportsCenter, and Michael Farber did a really nice video documentary on Freddie. It wasn't that long, but it covered his life. There was some things in there that I didn't know, and there's some things that he left out. One is, it's pronounced Sasakamu. Just to put that out there.
Oh.
You're looking at me like I'm crazy. It's Sasakamu. Okay.
Didn't know.
But what Farber didn't put in, and maybe he didn't know, is that Freddie Sasakamu, which I'm going to say it that way, Fred doesn't mind, he went to the Moose Jaw Canucks in 1951, and I think it was 50 or 51, and he left the team. Like, he's walking home to PA Debden area. The GM of the Canucks went and scooped him up on the highway and brought him back to Moose Jaw. He was homesick. Wow. And then he goes to the Chicago Blackhawks. And the story Freddie will tell you is, why couldn't I get rid of that Indian head on my chest? Everywhere he went, it was the same logo, which he thought was funny. He only played 11 games in the NHL because he got homesick again. This was his story telling me. And by the way, I totally get it. Homesickness, big reason why I never left. But did you see any of the video highlights of Fred? Dazzling. Dazzling skater. So Freddie Sasakamu has played 11 games in the NHL, came home, and then he did bounce around Chicago, or Chicoutimi, Kamloops, New Westminster, and then at home to play with the Saskatoon Quakers, and then kind of shut her down, and then went on to do leadership things here in northern Saskatchewan. So that's my story on Fred. Cool guy. He was around for Regina Pat's First Nations Night, various sports celebrity banquets that we've done. Always just seemed to be around Freddie a lot. And him and my dad were buds, too. So to the Sasakamu family, our condolences. But he leaves with no regrets, and he's a great guy. We're very proud of him. Point two, MLS playoffs. 1-0 Nashville over Toronto FC. I watched. I was actually having supper with my wife last night, and she looks up at the TV. You know the configuration of our house. She's like, you're watching soccer? Are you trying to turn over a new leaf? And I said, I want to at least say that I watched some of it. It was like 0-0 for 90 minutes. What am I watching it wrong?
I know, right?
Should we have a bingo card? Or like,
did I have the wrong scoreboard?
I'm just, what am I missing? So anyways, we ended up watching Netflix, and Nashville, a damn expansion team, beat Toronto 1-0 and their season's over.
Yeah.
This is an upset, apparently.
That's tough. It's paper thin, right? And, yeah, those 1-0 games, I mean, they get you. They get you. And I know for the soccer folks, probably very entertaining. And there's a lot of drama back and forth.
I'm sure.
Just don't understand it completely. I love watching the games live, though. I've been, you know, to Edmonton. Yeah, in the venue. It's cool.
I'm sure that it is. Maybe it doesn't translate well to television, but it reminds me of that scene from Revenge of the Nerds when the coach, who at the time I didn't realize was John Goodman, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We just lost to a bunch of nerds! Nerds! It's like, we just lost to an expansion team. So anyways, I'm paying attention enough of that, but move on. Point three, I saw this from Sportsnet 650. Scotty Rintoul's show yesterday, he had Jeff Merrick on talking about NHL trying to raise money. Look, folks, at least they're admitting it, or they're revealing what they're trying to do, and they're talking about selling sponsorship on jerseys. The sponsorship of the Stanley Cup. And I know it's just taboo to most sports fans. And that's our poll question today. Should the NHL be selling sponsorship of jerseys in the Stanley Cup? I think you got a pretty good idea where it's going. Did I not pin this? I didn't.
That's a hard no.
75% saying no, 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 no. They should not sell the sponsorship on jerseys in the Stanley Cup. What are they saying on Facebook, guys? A little more even, but 58% saying no, never. So in both cases, the majority are voting for no. And guess what? Sorry, you don't really have a say in it because they got to find a way somehow. It doesn't look like there's going to be fans in the buildings in 2021. And if you want to keep playing and if the players want to get paid, there's going to have to be some money made somewhere. And away we go. So I'm voting a hard yes. How about you?
This might be it.
Come on. You're saying no? You want to come up with a better idea?
I want it to be no. I do.
If this is face-off, guys.
Let's do it. I want it to be no because in the NHL, more so than football, in any level of football, more so than soccer, from what I know, don't jump at me, soccer people and football people, but the hockey sweater is kind of the most sacred of the group. Think of that Chicago Blackhawks sweater.
I know.
Think of the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Montreal Canadiens. They're very sacred. So I say don't touch them, right? Those logos mean something. Now, if we're going to go the way of the Edmonton Football Club, we're going to start stripping names and that stuff doesn't matter, then logo the hell out of it. It doesn't matter. Logo the helmet. Put a nice, like, you know, the tasteful logo on the helmet or the pants, you know? But I say keep the jerseys sacred. And with the CFL, I didn't realize that the actual Grey Cup was presented by Shaw. I thought it was the Grey Cup game. But when Randy is on the clip of Winnipeg saying, I'd like to present the Grey Cup presented by Shaw to the Blue Bombers, I'm like, that just made my skin crawl, right? But so don't sponsor the Stanley Cup. You can sponsor the pants and stuff, but leave the jerseys alone, please.
Does anybody see the irony? And by the way, Jennifer Illingworth writes in and says, I don't think so. Look at the Spangler Cup jerseys. I would never buy another jersey, unfortunately. So this is the guy that thinks things need to be tasteful. And you're watching the face-off presented by the Mad Greek Restaurant in the Ultimate Fan Zone here in the warm-up presented by the Four Seasons Sports Palace, your home of the NFL. See where I'm going? So it's the exact same thing.
You want my kitchen to be clean, but look at yours.
Exactly. By the way, I'm not done on this, but I do want to tell you the Mad Greek. Visit the Mad Greek for the best authentic Greek cuisine available for licensed dining, takeout, and soon to be curbside delivery. It appears. Head to themadgreekeatery.com for more information. And the Ultimate Fan Zone, home of the home teams, jerseys, caps, and team apparel. They are your officially licensed fan store in Moose Jaw. Now, the funny thing, Jennifer says she won't buy another jersey again. And believe me, I get that. I've said many times, although I got a closet full of jerseys, I never wear them unless it's a special occasion, like I'm at a Dallas Cowboys game or something like that. Right? We're only reserved for royalty occasions. And or the odd Rough Riders event. But anyways, I got friends that jersey needs to be identical, like that one they bought in the store, to the one that they have on the field. And it's like every 2-3 years, the CFL's unveiling a new jersey, right? And a lot of times they got a new manufacturer, New Era, Adidas, Reebok, you name it. And I've got guys that have bought, like, the home opener, first game they're wearing them, he's in the store buying a jersey, and then he's out watching warm-up with binoculars, checking every thread of every stitch to make sure that his is exactly what the team's wearing. You know? So yeah. Some guys, my point, and girls, want that jersey with the advertising on it because it's exactly what the players wear.
Yeah.
Fair?
Yeah.
Or those commemorative patches. I got a Tony Romo jersey that commemorated 50 years for the Dallas Cowboys. I have that jersey. It means a lot to me. And if they slapped a Nike on it or a Ed's Texaco, I want that. You see?
Yeah.
And listen, I watch those international hockey games too. And then when they got the stupid strip across the helmet, looks terrible. Looks like a hockey school and we were 10. But there's money in it.
Yeah.
So that's the whole point. If you people that are voting against sponsorship of jerseys and Stanley Cup want to step up and write a check so that they don't have to do that, then you're more than welcome to do it. Oh, you don't want to? Then get used to it. Rod's rant for Bronco Plumbing and Heating. We are absolute prostitutes around here, and you want to talk about class? The guys are laughing.
It's the NHL.
Oh, what?
No, I think it's hilarious. You're right.
It is hilarious. Continuing on. Brendan Manns, interestingly enough, says, jerseys, sure. Stanley Cup, no. It sounds like they're going to sell both. That's why I put it in the poll question.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. We're not going to have enough time for all these points. I went a little longer on that one than I expected. But point four, the CFL is investigating paying to the cap floor, the minimum. Did you see the story of Three Down by chance?
Not yet.
Yeah, that's fine. You're busy doing things, different things than what I'm doing. I read the article once, and it didn't sink in. I'm going to have to go back and read it again. And I've said it, and I don't apologize for this. This is where sports loses me. NHL, when you talk about bridge contracts and buyouts and, you know, term and this, blah, blah, I just care about the games. So figure it out, guys, and hope to see you on the field in 2021. Is that trite?
No, I mean, there's a whole section of fans that are exactly the same way. You have to appeal to the masses, and the hardcores are into it.
Yeah,
they'll understand, and they'll be all over that for sure. But you have to make sure you appeal to the massive demographics, for sure.
I'm not interested in that part of the game. So good luck. Jack in Vulcan, Alberta says, I totally agree with Bo Levi. The CFL should allow players to pick up personal corporate sponsorship. I never knew that Bo did that. But those are basic endorsement deals. If they can get them, is there a problem with that?
Right.
Maybe there is. I don't know. I'll move on quickly because I think our next guest is in the building. But point five, Cody Fajardo, Justin Dunk, Tiff. And I'll give Dunk credit. He hasn't backed down. I didn't hear the interview Fajardo did, and I didn't read the article that was posted afterwards. But apparently he tongue-in-cheek said on CKRM on Friday that, I think it was on CKRM, that the Riders would have not lost a game in 2020 and waltzed to win the Grey Cup. Dunk turned that into an article, and everybody's throwing crap at Cody. Cody tweeted at Dunk and said, can I get a commission for all the art times you use my name for clickbait? Sorry, that it's too bad that I can't joke. And Dunk never took the article down. He allowed all the vitriol of comments on his site. So I guess what I would like to explain to you folks is, when I said I prefer this week and beyond to speak about Junior A and NFL, which we're going to hear with the next point, and MLS, if we were going to sit and talk about the CFL every day, I would be manufacturing fake news, which is what Justin did with the Fajardo quote. Now, the hair will go up on the back of Justin's neck. We have different definitions of what fake news is. But you get my point. I'm not going to dig so far for content for this show I'd rather talk about something else.
Yeah.
Or some other league, the guys that are on the field. So do you have a take on this tiff between the two?
No, I think they're both right. I mean, you're trying to get views. That's your business. So you pull out the quote and you hope people will read it, where most people just read the headline. And then you take it as fact that he's actually that arrogant, and people think that he actually thinks they would go undefeated and waltz to the Grey Cup, which Cody would never, ever believe that or actually no. say that.
Exactly.
He's not that kind of guy.
No.
So he's like, come on, Justin. Like, at least write in the story that I was joking around. At least, you know, present it in the way that I presented it on the radio. So, but you can tell Cody's getting a little frustrated, and he's putting it out there. And I respect that, too, because, I mean, his brand is very, very likable. And that article doesn't make it seem that way. So,
boom.
I get it.
So that's why I've made a conscious decision to not sit here and beat around the mulberry bush on a daily basis on the CFL and reporting on things that I feel is fake news, that is not actual news. Opinion to me is fake news. Justin thinks it's false or misleading info, and he might be right. We just have a different opinion on what it is. I'm not going to do that. And point six, where are the Eagles fans at? I know there are several that watch this show every day. I can name them. Todd Pinckney, Roxanne, and Darnell from Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. Those are the least annoying of Eagles fans. But by and large, Eagles fans are highly annoying. It's how other CFL fans feel about Rider fans. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Have you been at Eagles games? Like, they are annoying. And up until a couple years ago, they had no reason to be at all.
I know.
But anyways, this could have been a poll question today, but it isn't. Should the Eagles make a change at quarterback? Now, I did see Carson Wentz play live at Los Angeles Memorial County Coliseum a couple years ago. That game where he tore his knee up in the year they went on to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They might not have won the Super Bowl if he hadn't got hurt that Sunday afternoon in L.A.
I was there
to see it. He's not that good. I don't understand why they've given him so much money. Term and money. Now, I understand who they got behind him. It's Jalen Hurts, right? Lost his job at Alabama to Tua. So they don't really have anybody.
That part's tough. And you go back on what Carson Wentz has been. He's been a good quarterback, a highly ranked prospect, taken high in the draft, all the rest. But he had all his success with his old offensive coordinator. And now that coordinator's gone, and Carson's kind of lost.
Yep.
And that's unfortunate. You know, the great quarterbacks are good no matter kind of who they're with, but the relationship matters too. But you got to put them in a better position to have success. And the Eagles need to recognize that, you know, the play caller, that relationship and how you manage him, his skill set, that matters. That matters so much in the game. You know, that's why Joe Flacco, you know, same thing. You go in a different environment. And I think the Jets now, that's a bad organization. But he's not Joe Flacco, Super Bowl winning quarterback.
He's a bum.
Paid. He's a bum, right? And I worry about teams when they lose their coordinators.
Just from Mandy, counterpoint, Cody needs to grow up and realize it comes with his position and realize media brings attention to the CFL and him, which helps his endorsements. See, another way of looking at it. But we're not going to go any more down that rabbit hole because we're going to bring Tanner in next. It's the RP Show. This has been the warm-up for the Four Seasons Sports Palace. Come in and warm up with the Four Seasons. Your home of the NFL. We'll be right back on Game Plus TV, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Just a carryover from the last segment on the warm-up. Can you guys put up the comment from Pinks regarding the Eagles quarterbacks and why you do that? Mandy in Edmonton regarding Cody Fajardo's tiff with Justin Dunk. Here it is from Pinks. 100% they should make a change. Carson Wentz is lost. Not fixable. Peterson has designed plays around his injuries over the last few years, and it's not working anymore. It's Hurts time. So there, I knew the Eagles fans were just waiting in the weeds. And Mandy says Cody Fajardo's head is getting too big too fast, in my opinion. Can you believe that, Paul?
I can't.
We don't agree. She says, I don't think people should call him Jesus Sprinkles anymore. Well, hey! Fortunately, it's not up to you. Okay, welcome to the program, Tanner Braman. How are you doing, Tanner?
I'm good, man. I should have had a couple cups of coffee here this morning.
Did you feel like you just walked into the fire?
I bring energy, but I'm gonna have to amp it up here today.
Caliber Coffee's tasting delicious today. Clark has just asked to pull that mic in a little even, if you can believe. So, Tanner, there's a lot of things that we can get into with you, and I want to talk about NBA, obviously, Canadian basketball. Sports update is inundated with basketball news that involves Canadians. It's just incredible. It's a good time to be in basketball in Canada.
Fantastic. I mean, I can't think of a better time, really, right? We're going to have the most Canadian NBA players of all time. WNBA is cranking up here, too, with more Canadian content. And outside of North American, U.S.-born players, Canada is number one.
So. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, fantastic. I'm pleased to be involved.
And Basketball Saskatchewan's very excited that you're on. They retweeted your appearance. Did you say 8 years you were with
them? Yeah, 8 years. It flew by, so that was a lot of traveling. I've been to every province in Canada just through basketball. So.
Aren't they beautiful?
Great. Amazing.
Yeah,
nothing like Saskatchewan, though.
No, exactly. Yeah. It's why Freddie Sissakamoose came home.
That's
same
right.
Same thing.
Man.
There's no place like home. Who said it, Paul? Dorothy. Wasn't it Dorothy? in The Wizard of Oz? Anyways, look, I asked Clark, what should I introduce Tanner as? And he gave me a few things.
Yeah,
Hoop Factory, Golden Ticket Sports, and a couple more. So you talk about energy. You got a lot.
Yeah.
What's Hoop Factory?
Hoop Factory. Been open for now a month, actually, this week. So we took an 8,000-square-foot industrial warehouse in Lloydminster, 6 feet on the Saskatchewan border, so fits our Saskatchewan content. Hmm. And we said, I think we could flip this into a gym. My business partner, Chris King, lives in Lloydminster. He's a women's college coach there. And he said about 6 months ago, I think we could do this. And I was like, hell no. We're not going to pull this off. I was supposed to be moving to Belgium in the summer. That hasn't passed yet. So we said, okay, we'll take it over. August 15th, got in there. By October 24th, fully functional, 8,000-square-foot multi-sport facility. So,
You can ask Kinger. He coached my daughter Alyssa there with the Rustlers, too.
Is that right?
So you can ask him about that later. Yes.
Wow,
great coach.
Man, yeah.
Great coach. Great guy. You wouldn't be in business with him if he wasn't.
Well, good coach. Good guy.
And then Golden Ticket Sports.
Right.
Sounds exciting.
Sure.
Where is it?
It fits. The Golden Ticket Sports was before the Hoop Factory. So we, Golden Ticket Sports, about 14 months old now. Chris and I got tired of going all over North America for professional development. We said, I think we could pull it off here. You know, let's see what we could do. We run a coaches clinic called Best in the West with partnership with Basketball Saskatchewan, Basketball Alberta, Canada Basketball. We've got some different partnerships going on. First year we ran it, 17 people went, is it sustainable? Next year we had 75, and then this past year, pre-COVID, we had 145 people attend. So pretty cool, the growth of it. Now we're kind of all over the world doing stuff. So
that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Can you please explain why you think basketball has exploded in Canada? Because I've had a lot of guys and gals come on the show and give their thoughts, not the least of which is Mike Morielli, the commissioner of the CEBL.
Sure.
Love Mike, long time. But why do you think that it is?
Sure. I think coaches, for one standpoint, right? I think we've just upped our game and all of those things. We've really taken it to a standpoint of making that a focal point from a national organization all the way down to a regional level. And then the second thing, I think we just have more opportunity for athletes to play now. There's more teams, there's more, the word exposure, there's more media coverage. Like the buzz is just going. And then the Raptors run obviously capped it off and has kind of taken us to the pinnacle.
That would be as important as any other point, that the Raptors winning, right? We see it here. I mean, you're a Saskatchewan kid with the Rough Riders winning and football registration numbers go like that. So now you mentioned there's not enough basketball stuff here on the desk. I do have a Rattlers basketball, by the way, just so you know, from our favorite CEBL team. What do you think the existence of the CEBL is going to mean to basketball in this country?
Before we even get to that is being ran first class. Like, that is about as good of a product that you could be putting on, given the circumstances right now. Like, from the media coverage to the people that they're hiring in key positions, I just think it's fantastic. So I really think that's going to blow up, and I hope people get behind it. You know, if people could be working really hard, but if our community doesn't get involved, then, it'll be tough.
I'm not sure what the percentages are of Canadians, Americans, or globals in the CEBL. Off the top of your head, what would you say that it is?
I think there's a mandate. Like, they have to have a certain amount of Canadian-born players' rights and things like that. But I got to say, somewhere between 60-70% has got to be Canadian, I think, got to think.
Right. So these kids that are growing up and coming through these camps and being coached by you guys, what are they aspiring to be? A CEBL is so new, I'm not sure they're yet aspiring to play for the Stingers or the River Lions. Maybe they are, I don't know. Sure. But what are they saying?
I think right now it's, you know, can we get to a Division I school, right?
Is that right?
At least the guys that we work with, they're all, can we get to the States? Can we go and play at these high-level programs? Now, that's great. That's fantastic. But can you go and play at a really high division here in Saskatchewan, right, between both the universities? Could you go and play at a smaller college for a couple of years and then work your way up? So there's lots of pathways, more pathways than there ever has been to get your schooling done and then see where it goes.
Boys and girls.
That's right.
Which is awesome.
That's right.
Jamie's watching in Halifax. He says the Canada Basketball League with the Halifax Hurricanes is great Canadian basketball. Darnell Duff's watching in Manitoba, in Dauphin to be exact. He says it would be pretty fantastic if we could watch more university basketball games on TV during the weekends. NCAA takes that over. And Donna says, I got one of those. She's referring to the basketball. Here it is. When I was able to go with Rod giving tickets out. So appreciated. That was to the Rattlers game. I'm not sure who they played that night because I go to everyone, but which one Donna was, I'm not sure. But I'm here for it. Let's put it this way.
That's right.
We got a good relationship with Mike Morreale. We're talking all the time. And the thing is, it just seems like the sky's the limit. Like, you're nowhere near reaching the potential.
Absolutely. And I think places like Hoop Factory and more that come after us, I think it's just going to grow the game. You know, it's a challenge to get into facilities outside of your regular hours. And now with, I think there's going to be more private things like this on the horizon for kids to get in. So
beauty. Yeah. Jacques in Ottawa is watching. He says, love the Blackjacks. Great last season. They did have a great last season, inaugural season, and they just hired a new GM this week. I'm watching very closely. And producer Clark has asked me to ask you about Belgium. He said there's an interesting story there.
Yeah, really cool. So go back October 2019. We run this Best in the West clinic, right? So I said, well, let's bring in some international coaches here to present. We got lots of Canadian great coaches, but can we spice it up a little bit here, right? So we go back to the summer. I message in with these guys back and forth, and I said, will you come over and do this clinic? And they said, yeah, we would love to. I said, can we do it a little bigger? Can we go across Saskatchewan? We'll do an 8-day road trip. We'll get to 10 locations. We'll drive 2,500 kilometers, and we'll, you know, just get to as many different basketball things as we can. So I think we were on the floor for 29 hours or something like that over the course of those 8 days. And the story, we're driving, and these guys are, you know, used to seeing something every 15 minutes, right? Different little small town, whatever. We're driving, and we get to Lumsden, and they go, well, where are the mountains? And I said,
whoops.
We're going down the hill. And I said, well, we're on one, fellas. This is all we got.
This is as good as it gets.
Exactly. So we get to day three in Prince Albert, and they say, you know, have you ever thought about working in Europe? And I said, well, I would love to. You know, my fiance Jess and I go to Europe, you know, any chance that we can, it's our place to go. And they said, well, have you thought about working in Belgium? And like an idiot, I said, I don't think my teaching certificate would transfer, you know, right? And they said, no, as a partner in the company. And I went, that sounds good. Get on the phone with Jess. What do you think about Belgium? She's like, yeah, that sounds good. So we work on the plans to make it happen. As I said, we've been pushed back a fair bit here now, but
that's why you were going to go to Belgium.
That's right.
Okay. So it's going to happen?
Yeah, whenever it's safe enough to do so. We were supposed to go the first week of November. It got closed again. We were supposed to go previously in April, previously in July. So,
hang in there.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You mentioned that we don't have enough basketball stuff here. What did you bring? Ooh, nice.
Got a couple golden ticket shirts for you.
Ooh,
so
I like these.
There you go. Yeah.
Very much so. There you go. The golden ticket. Golden ticket basketball camp. Well, I love it. So where can people follow you online and get more information on all your various exploits?
Sure. Yeah, we're trying to get something out every day on Instagram. So goldenticketsports.inc on Instagram, goldenticketsports.com, and then anything Hoop Factory related is GTS Hoop Factory. So,
Tanner, this is right down my alley, by the way.
There you go.
And the right size. I appreciate it. So you'll be getting a lot of wear out of that. Thank you, my man. Well, I appreciate you coming on, and continued success.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you having me.
All right. We got that's Tanner Brightman from his various exploits, Hoop Factory, Golden Ticket, Sports, and more. We'll be back with a sports update. We got some Big curling news coming up, and Dave Poulin from TSN coming up as well. It's the RP Show on this hump day, Wednesday. Canada's daytime sports talk show continues after this on Game Plus, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back to the RP Show, everybody. This is interesting. Breaking news today. This from USA Today. Alabama Crimson Tide head coach Nick Saban tests positive for COVID-19 again and is going to miss the Iron Bowl. How'd he get it twice? Anyways, sports update. Toronto FC saw its Major League Soccer season end Tuesday night, dropping a 1-0 extra time decision to Nashville SC. Toronto was heavily favored heading into the playoff game, but Nashville's Daniel Rio scored in the 108th minute to secure the expansion club's victory at TFC's temporary home in East Hartford, Connecticut. The Utah Jazz will play home games before a limited number of fans when the NBA season begins. The team said Vivint Arena will have reduced seating capacity of 1,500 in the lower bowl only and limited seating on the suite level. The arena has a capacity of 18,306. Hall of Fame manager Tommy Lasorda's condition has improved while he remains hospitalized in Southern California. A Los Angeles Dodgers spokesman says the 93-year-old former Dodgers manager has been taking online calls with former players. The team first announced he was hospitalized on November the 15th. And Canadian junior Andrew Nembhard has had his transfer to Gonzaga approved by the NCAA and will be available for the number one Bulldogs season opener. The 6'5" point guard from Toronto was previously playing for the Florida Gators. The 20-year-old Nembhard is also a member of Canada's national team. This sports update is for Ballers Rec Room. They can handle all your food and fun needs. Visit their website at ballersrecroom.com. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. By the way, Brady Witt watching says from Saskatoon, I love basketball. Let's have more basketball talk on the show. I'm all for it, Brady, and for everybody else. And from Trent in Norway checking in today. Good evening, Trent, where it is 5:41 p.m. Norway calling. According to the BBC, Argentinian soccer star Diego Maradona passed away at age 60. This is no joke. Check bbcnews.com. Well, they come in threes. Hal Ketchum yesterday, Freddy Sissakamous, and now Maradona. Wow. Let's talk something good news, Paul. What do you say?
I think we should.
Paul Drouin is here, everybody, from IKS.
Good morning, Rod.
The man, the myth, the legend. Exactly. And we got a guest here today as well, Ryan Dice from the Saskatchewan Curling Tour. Are we going to bring in Ryan? All right, Ryan, we're going to bring him in on video chat today, Ryan Dice. How are you doing today, Ryan?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. You're sounding clear as a bell. I had been mentioning all show that we've got some curling news to announce today. Which one of you guys wants to handle it?
I think Ryan can take care of the announcement.
Yeah, yep. You both agree. The eyes have it. It's going to be Ryan. Ryan, what are we announcing here today?
Well, given, we're able to curl in the near future, or continue to curl in the future, IKS Media is going to be our broadcasting sponsor for the Players' Championship December 18th to 20th. It will be in the Highland Curling Club in Regina and in Swift Current.
Whoa. So IKS is going to be broadcasting two stops, Saskatchewan Curling Tour. So let's talk a little bit more about that. Maybe, Paul, you can answer how this came about.
Well, we started with Matt Dunstone's team just in October and had our first conversation with Ryan, which went really well. They were looking to expand their brand. Matt approached us about how do I do great curling and how do we not go broke and what do I do about my sponsors? And there's all this business side to curling. So we were able to, in a very, very short period of time, in about a week, throw together a broadcast crew that went out and does, without blowing our own horn, does TSN-level coverage. We're very fortunate in Regina that we've got great directors for curling. And IKS, as you know, is the youth broadcasting partner for Curling Canada.
Yep.
So we're ready to go for curling at a moment's notice. So we put out a great show for Matt. It was just a wonderful weekend. I had a lot of conversations with Ryan and how everything went.
And the astounding thing was, and I think the takeaway about how big curling is for the Canadian market, is that we finished up those 3 days, and we were broadcast this time on Curl Zone. Great broadcast partner, brought a lot of people, and we ended up at 122,000 views of our product.
I know! Unbelievable!
We killed it.
I was tracking it. Well, it surprised me, but it didn't surprise me. And Ryan, it wouldn't surprise you at all, obviously. Just, that was a non-sanctioned, thrown-together event with just mind-boggling numbers. Is that what kind of put this idea on your radar?
Well, those were impressive numbers, but you got to also remember, like, there was a lot of other events that were competing with that one, too, at the same time. I believe there was an event in Alberta, and I think there was one in Ontario, too.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, with the December 18th to 20th event, I don't know if there's any other events going on during that time. And, you know, being a week before Christmas, a lot of people are going to be at home. People are going to be starved for curling.
No doubt. Banff was the one that weekend, and then where was the one in Ontario?
There was one coming out of a small club. I think it was Cooey was playing somewhere. They were just doing a single camera shot, and they were doing something out of there. They got pretty good numbers.
Yeah.
But we, over the course of the weekend, we crushed them. By the time that we reached Championship Sunday, we had crushed them. What's going to be unique about Sifkern is that we're doing this simultaneously. So this is going to be the first time that the IKS Live crew, Ryan and Brandon are going to be running the show. The guys who help you on your show every day are going to be running the show here. And we have a second crew that's going to do Championship Sunday right from Sifkern. So we're going to have simultaneous coverage. Fortunate enough that, you know, sort of one of our big announcements this morning is obviously the Rod Peterson Show is going to be a presenting sponsor of the event. Ring the bell.
Yes, sir.
We've got some other sponsors coming along, and here's what it's going to facilitate for everybody who's watching. We're going to be able to do two live streams on Sunday. So you'll see the championship games that will come from Sifkern, and then we'll carry the ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from the Highland Curling Club right here in Regina with Darren DuPont calling the show.
Outstanding. By the way, one of our viewers, Trevor Bothrell, writes in, you obviously know T-Bot. He says, Ryan Dice, a great Giles Cup champion. So
that's awesome.
You're well known out there, Ryan. And by the way, can you please take me through these COVID regulations? Because Matty Dunstone's been in here twice talking about them with me, and they've seemed to have changed a little bit over the last while. As we sit here today, what are curlers allowed to do in this country and in this province?
Well, as of today, you're supposed to wear a mask in the building, whether you're up in the lounge or, you know, you're getting ready to practice, like when you're warming up. So you got to wear a mask. Then when you go onto the ice surface, or if you're sitting down at a table in the lounge, you could take off your mask. That's about the extent of when you can have your mask removed. It'll be interesting what I believe the Saskatchewan government's coming out with new stuff today. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, that's the current thing right now,
I guess. And that's how I will end it with you guys. Paul, how confident are you that you're going to be able to pull this off given the climate?
Well, I think what's important to realize is that Ryan's done a great job of putting a draw together that keeps two very small bubbles of players at the end of the day. So we don't have to worry a lot about a lot of people being in the building. So that's very fortunate. Gives us the two locations. That'll create some surety, hopefully, for SHA. But it's a moving target. I think Ryan and I talked yesterday, and you know, we're going to wait to see what the SHA says. We're going to make any adjustments that we need to, Rod. And we're going to do our best to deliver curling. If it's a go, it's going to be just like TSN. I guarantee it.
Awesome. This is exciting. Ryan, are you excited?
Absolutely, yeah.
As excited like, this as it is, gets.
Like, we've had the Players' Championship for, I believe, like 10 or 12 years now, and we've never had a media sponsor of any kind over these years, so this is great.
All right, well, I'm happy that you guys came together and we're able to announce it today. I'm going to let you go. Anything else, Paul? You look like you have something on your mind.
No, you're doing a great job, and I just want to give a shout-out to everybody who supports us on the curling side. We so appreciate it and all the work that Ryan's done. Even if they shut us down for this one, I will guarantee you that we're going to be doing another tournament with the Saskatchewan Curling Tour.
All right, well, fingers crossed, and I like the way that you guys got it set it up. Ryan, congratulations, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Ryan Dice joining us from Saskatchewan Curling Tour, and the great Paul that you hear all about. Somebody sitting in your chair, Paul.
That's my mom. That's my mom-in-law right there.
Oh, it's allowed.
It's allowed. Okay. She's good.
We're going to bring DuPont back next and do a little viewer takeover. And we got coming up an hour or two. NHL great from TSN, Dave Poulin. Hang on, you're watching the RP Show on this Wednesday. Canada's daytime sports talk show continues after this on Facebook Live. Game Plus TV, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back, everybody. Everything is happening. It's Viewer Takeover. Breaking news today. You must have got the notification that Maradona's passed away. Diego Maradona. At the age of 60.
No.
That's pretty young.
Ooh.
You get to be my age, you think 60's young. And that 60, is not good news.
No, 60 is young.
Yeah, it is. I had mentioned that things come in threes. These things come in threes.
70 is young.
Country singer Hal Ketchum.
He didn't die, did he?
Yesterday. Freddie Sasakamoose. And now Diego Maradona. They come in threes.
And Hal Ketchum.
Ketchum. Small town, Saturday night. So there's that. Do you miss? He was on the phone. He said he missed the segment on the curling. So Alabama coach Nick Saban has tested positive for COVID-19 again. So now
I did see.
So now he's not going to be able to coach in the Iron Bowl. Crimson Tide Dr. Jimmy Robinson and head trainer Jeff Allen said in a joint statement that the positive test came this morning. Quote, he has a very mild symptom, so this test will not be categorized as a potential false positive. He will follow all appropriate guidelines and isolate at home. He's 69. This guy's going to beat coronavirus twice.
Young.
Yeah. It was hilarious when they played Lane Kiffin. Wild game, right? Remember that? It was Thanksgiving weekend, and Lane made some, he's with Ole Miss now, made some comment about how old Nick Saban is. He's like, I'm getting worried about him. He's old. They don't like each other, okay? So then they went, now, Saban, what do you think about Lane Kiffin calling you old? You know what he said? I am. So, but I don't get any of this. Like, my associate slash boss slash mentor in the recovery world, he's in Montreal. He's had coronavirus. His doctor told him he can't get it twice. He's been zinging all over. Bob, I follow his Instagram. You're like across the border, like nothing. Doesn't even have to self-isolate anymore, I don't think, because he's had it once.
He's immune, apparently.
So we thought. What did you say yesterday? Nobody knows, so nobody knows.
No. It goes both ways. If everybody thinks they know, nobody really knows. But if nobody knows, everybody knows, right?
Yeah.
If nobody knows, like, and there's no definitive science or math on it, then everybody knows the answer, right?
Clark said he is now confused. It's no laughing matter, but it is ridiculous. Can we agree that it's ridiculous? Just where we're at?
Oh, yeah.
And I see people giving heartfelt well wishes to the people of Alberta, and I'm thinking we might just be 24 hours behind what Alberta's doing. It's almost like they're turning us against each other. If you've noticed, I've stopped talking about all of it. Which incidentally, Jamie in Halifax is watching this morning from the 902. He writes in and says, hey, RP, all hockey leagues here in Nova Scotia have shut down for 2 weeks, will be reevaluated after a 2 week period. Junior A, the Q, Junior B will resume in 2 weeks or sometime in January. Safe to say we're now feeling the second wave here in the Atlantic bubble. Stay safe out west in your favorite sweatpants. That's Jamie in Halifax. And we all are kind of sitting here waiting with bated breath for the 3 p.m. Central Saskatchewan government update on what we're going to get.
Yeah, so it'll be in 2 weeks or into January or into, like, we don't know. Like, you know,
it's a pretty big difference there.
Yeah. Like, we might come back in 2 weeks or it'll be sometime in January, but I'll let you know. How do you, like, can't make any plans.
My brother and I yesterday, I don't know what he was doing, probably out riding horses or something. He texted me and said, what did Kenny say? Which, my brothers went to Notre Dame with Jason Kenny. Interesting story. But the premier of Alberta. And I said, it's still going on. I was watching it on the news channel, or as I've renamed it, the COVID channel. I said, all sports shut down at all levels immediately. get one word text back. Wow. Next hour, Dave Poole on a TSN and more of this. So we'll see you on Game Plus or keep it right here on Facebook Live. Truth's in the coffee. It's Truth Serum.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.